say, you know, it's hard to say. I don't have real pet peeves. I feel like I was in your chair not that long ago. But I think there are things that outside counsel can, if they don't do, cause a real problem for your clients, and they may not know why. I'll go through a couple of them. I think one thing, and, you know, this has probably been discussed on with your clients before, is we need to be informed, and there cannot be surprises. And there can't be surprises when it comes to, you know, your bills. There can't be surprises when it comes to possible outcomes. We need to be fully aware of what's going on and all the possible options, because we're reporting up to our management, our executive team, and we're telling them what they can expect. And if something happens and we haven't informed them that that's a possibility, they obviously get upset by that. So whether it is, you know, an outcome in a case, or it is a, you know, a budget issue, we have a big month, or something happens procedurally that we didn't inform them of, you know, that's not good. And we have to answer to that. And we're going to look to you and ask why we weren't told that. Another thing is responsiveness is really important. And I think you need to, you know, make sure you have an understanding with your client as to what that means. What it doesn't mean to me is long emails every day or every week. I don't want that. But what I do want is when I have questions or I need to talk to you, that you get back to me very quickly, you know, within hours, definitely not a day. When I'm getting questions and I don't know the answers to them, and a lot of times that happens in the appellate perspective because it's such a niche, I don't know all the rules and the deadlines and the options. So when I'm getting questions like that and I don't know, I call you and I need an answer. I need to be very responsive. I need the answer, because usually someone's asking me and they're waiting for the answer. So you know, it's not the case that your client's just procrastinating and isn't on top of things. Your client is often getting questions from the management team, and if they don't know the answer, they need you to be responsive and weigh in.
I have some follow-up questions. Lisa, let me throw that question to you.
Thank you, Nina. Well, I agree with everything Tanya said, and I'll add a few. I think one of my pet peeves is I'm really looking for that partnership with outside counsel, whether it's trial counsel or appellate counsel, in a partnership in the sense that they understand our business and learn from us, you know, our key philosophies and values, and making sure even in the legal arena, we're taking those consistent positions. I think another area, in addition to the partnership and understanding us, we're looking for is someone that's practical. I mean, help guide us to get to that right decision, the right approach, the right outcome in a case as we navigate through that. And I think also, Tanya mentioned the budget. I mean, budget is important, cost is important, and being realistic and able to adjust as we need to, but certainly setting a target and being able to accomplish that. And I think the last thing I would add is a pet peeve for me is I need outside counsel and appellate counsel that can give me an opinion pretty quickly. We don't have usually the luxury of waiting till discovery is complete and depositions are complete and motions are done before we have need the guidance we need of what strategy, what approach do we take with the case. So that's important.
Let's build on that about when you look to counsel to give you an opinion, or let's say evaluate an appeal, how do you expect that? Do you want percentage odds of success? What has worked and not worked in that arena?
Yeah, I would say from my view, I want what I say. I need to know the good, bad, and the ugly. I need to know what are my strengths and what are the things that are problematic, and then what is the strategy to deal with those and really kind of making the right decision. Percentages are good. Things that could hit the media, PR, or be, you know, a political type of issue, a sexy issue that we need to be aware of, making sure I'm well informed on those and making, you know, informed decisions of what we do. Understanding the risk in the case is important. But I think also from a client perspective, once we understand that, then really what is the strategy of how we move forward?
I agree with what Lisa said. I think, you know, a struggle I always had when I was outside counsel is people would say, well, what percentage chance, like, do you have of winning? What's the percent? And, you know, that's really hard to give. I understand that. But from my perspective, now that I sit here, we're often asked for percentages because the executives within our company deal with numbers and it helps them. So we know when you tell us, you know, you've got a 75% chance of success on this, we understand also there's a 25% chance we don't. And you know, we're asking you to look into the future and use your best, you know, educated guess on what's going to happen. We're not holding you to it, but we do need to give the executives or the management, you know, some parameters or guidelines as to where we are and how likely we are to be successful. And they like numbers. They do. We're lawyers. I don't like numbers, but they like numbers and they understand them. And I understand it's hard, but when your client asks you for percentages, you know, try to give them to them. Try not to give 50-50. I hate 50-50. I know sometimes it is. You know, I have had cases where I just, even if I think it's 50-50, I just try to say 55 or 60-40, because 50-50 sounds like such a cop-out, even if it's true. And I guess it depends on the relationship with your client. Nina could tell me 50-50, I believe her. But, you know, I understand percentages are difficult, but if your client asks for one, try to get one. And I agree with Lisa, we're just trying to manage the expectations of the executives as they make business decisions, as they make decisions that deal with legal issues and budgeting issues and financial issues. You know, whether you're cautiously optimistic or you're just optimistic, I mean, give some language to your client that they can relay to management so we can, so they can manage the expectations of the people who this is going to affect.